right, it is 5:30 on Monday, December 1st. I'd like to call to order a regularly scheduled meeting of the Montclair Township Board of Trustees. If you'd please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming out tonight, and hopefully we'll get you out here before the snowstorm hits tonight. If you please turn off your cell phones and keep your comments up. We do have microphones in the phones.
She can't hear you. We can't hear you.
We'll use our big voices.
So if everybody please be respectful, keep their voices down, and that's what I was explaining. The microphones in the ceiling will pick you up in the background noise. So
I didn't say you. She can't hear you.
Because other people are talking. So, in our previous and going forward, we've had, generally we don't have this type of turnout. So I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight. Generally we have anywhere from 2 or 3 to 15 people generally at our meetings, and are a little less formal. So going forward, at the end of the meeting, if there are comments regarding the agenda, we will have a sign-up sheet in the back, and if you have a comment that you would like to make regarding an agenda item, there is a sign-up sheet in the back, so I ask you please to put your name and address on there. So our fiscal officer... Our fiscal officer is required by the Ohio Revised Code to keep accurate minutes of the meeting, and when we have people talking without identifying themselves, we can't get that. So we'd like to, like I said, have that name and address on the sign-up sheet in the back. And with that, I'll turn it over to Gat.
This is just a little record keeping. So I'm the fiscal officer of Monclova Township. I'm in charge of keeping accurate minutes. Monclova is elected to electronically record all meetings as the official meeting minutes. Monclova does provide an outline of the meeting in a written form. It is Monclova's policy to record the name of everyone that speaks during a meeting in case it needs to be referenced in the future. Historically, we've not had an abundance of attendees speaking up at meetings and it's been handled in an informal manner. Lately, we've had more attendees speaking up, and they're not stating their name for the record. So today we're implementing a sign-in sheet for everyone that is requesting to speak on an agenda topic. We'll then go through in the order of those names when time for your public comment. We ask that you hold your comment to yourself until your name is called upon the sheet. I'm also going to discuss some items publicly that haven't been discussed publicly prior. Several years ago, we had a topic that was heated in the township. The majority of the attendees were civil in their portrayal of their opinions. However, during that time, one resident was charged with intimidation of an elected official and pleaded no contest to those charges. During that same time, all trustees received threatening postcards. I had windows broken at my home. We did turn all this information over to the sheriff, but unfortunately, there was not enough evidence to bring charges against the person doing the threats. I bring this up because I've been told that some people against data centers have been protesting in front of people's houses and placing signs in their yards. You have every right to speak your mind and protest. However, you may be mature enough to not cross the line of criminal action, but someone else might be tempted in the moment because of those actions to cross the criminal line. I'd hope that the actions would stay civil. You'd think about the role you are playing in arousing the group in your thinking. I would also ask that you would refrain from posting items as facts that are definitely not facts that entice people into criminal activity. Example, the JDZ members cannot stop the data center. Contact them directly to get them to stop. That was not true. Another example, people have stopped in here and they said, we've heard that a site plan was submitted and they come in for a copy of it. Well, there is no site plan submitted at this time, so whoever you heard that from is probably saying other things that are 100% not true either. Just because it's online does not make it true. And we're trying to stay civil. And I appreciate everyone's right to speak and all of that, but civility is a big part of what we're about. And that's all we're asking. So speak when it's your turn and not out of line and put your name on the record, and the meeting will be more efficient that way. Thanks.
And there's a time limit.
There is a 2-minute time limit for all speakers.
Can I handle? See it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you only have to sign up if you're going to speak on an agenda topic.
Yeah, thank you, Gavin. And just, you know, I think it, just to reiterate what Gavin said, and I'll, you know, I'll paraphrase a quote from the late Charlie Kirk, who said, when people stop talking is when bad things happen. So let's keep the conversation going, but civil and be respectful and polite for each other. So.
And I see you recording us. This is recorded. Those microphones in the ceiling are recording us. Oh, okay.
Thank
you. But you can get it. How quickly do you download it?
Usually the next day.
So this meeting tomorrow, which is Tuesday, or Wednesday, will be online and everyone can listen to it. Mm-hmm. And we have recordings all year long, so you can go back and listen to all those recordings.
And that's why we're asking you to please be respectful, not talking, because the microphone, too, you pick up. That when I'm speaking, if somebody else in the back is speaking, when you listen to it online, it's going to sound like people talking over each other. So, questions at the end of the meeting, please use the sign-up sheet. All right. Our fiscal officer has submitted bills for payments totaling $408,931.29 for the attached list, and I'll make a motion that we submit, pay those as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right, then there, we'll get into your fiscal report as well. Gavin, you got a couple of. I'll make a motion to transfer $25,000 from account 2191220190 quad zero salaries to the illicit accounts. Also for $25,000.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
And if I can interrupt, we need to approve the minutes for November 17th as presented by the fiscal officer. So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. Gavin, would you get into correspondence, please?
We received numerous correspondence about the data center, what will come into their backyard, what the property values will be. I'm just kind of summarizing it. That was kind of the theme, that if a data center is in Monclova.
So with it,
okay. Sorry, there's a bug running across.
I got it now. He's under my head, sorry.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye. Sorry.
I didn't see any of it. You started laughing, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Across the table.
So the check we signed for the exterminator.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was looking for a tissue. It's okay.
So, based on the correspondence we did receive, a number of the emails were from folks in Waterside. So I did have ask our zoning inspector Eric Wagner to prepare the map here. Kathleen, if you could pull it up, and just to share this map with the public here. So the blue area is Monclova Township. You're not getting the, well, on this map here, the blue area is Monclova Township. The yellow and red areas are the city of Maumee. The red areas, and it's probably more.
I can see it starts at Catawba Drive.
Probably more visible on this, but I'll just set this here. The red areas are what was at one time Monclova Township in the last 5 years and has since been annexed into the city of Maumee.
Except for three
properties. Except for Kernick and a couple other houses there, which you'll see kind of between the yellow and the red there on the east side of Black Road. So, you know, unfortunately, or, you know, we do not have any control over the zoning or board of control or conditions that the city of Maumee may or may not put in. I know those would impact a number of folks in Waterside, but so we do not have any control over the east side of Black Grove. So just putting this out there for informational purposes, because I know a number of those folks have concerns about that.
Right, and I ask that this be added. We have, Kathleen, you're going to have to help. We have on our website information about what we've discussed thus far under special news. Is that what it's called? Special topics?
Under Trustee Herschel's comment.
Yes. So this will be added to that so you can see the map clearly.
Yeah.
We'll add the map to the website.
Yeah, so this is just kind of a visual with those comments showing, like I said, the yellow is the city of Maumee, and yellow and the red is the city of Maumee, and the red is what at one point was Monclova, and has since been annexed within the last 5 years. The east portion, about 2020, or whatever, within the last 5 years. Yeah. All right. Do we have any other correspondence, Kevin?
I don't believe so. I'm going to take it down now. That
all right. Any old business items?
Right. Gavin had one thing for discussion on his report that he might want to add about the final audit.
They have not released the final audit. They returned all our information, but the auditor state hasn't released the final draft of it yet. But we do need to do a special meeting for payment of bills on December 31st. Just last day of the year. There's a long time between the second meeting of the year and then we pay bills in January. So it'll be a short meeting. The only agenda item planned would be bill payment.
Let's set that special meeting for the 31st at 9 a.m.
Okay.
I got it.
Kathleen, will you do that and with the appropriate public notices, please? Okay, thank you. All right. Under old business, we have discussion of the annex building, which we purchased earlier this year, 8353 Monclova Road. Since the purchase, Carol, would you just kind of give a summary of what improvements or maintenance issues have been addressed in the building?
We installed new furnaces because the furnace, there are two furnaces in the building. One of them was completely gone, and the other one was on its last leg. So we installed new furnaces, we installed a new water heater, and that's basically it, just to keep the building at a decent temperature throughout the winter. And we did remove the ADA ramp that was crumbling. That's all, really all we've done.
I would also, though, like to correct the date. It was actually September of 2024 that we purchased this building, so it's been over 15 months. It has been sitting there. I worked very hard with the realtor on acquiring this building, and my treaty trustee only voting was anticipating on using that annex building eventually to be the administration building down there, because our fire department is constantly growing. My club is constantly growing. We still have people sleeping on cots and partitions. I've been after this for 15 months to make sure our full-time fire department has the facilities that they need. And this, we can't move the fire department, so Trudy's only option of thinking about this is we need to move the administration building. We need space for an assistant fiscal officer eventually, an assistant maybe to help with the fire department. So I have been bringing this to the board numerous times, and I know we're looking at renovating this building here for the fire department, but it still does, in my opinion, it still does not give enough space to our fire department unless they utilize the whole building. So I personally would like to investigate further the annexation building with an architect, make plans to move, see what they can do, maybe to move the administration part of Monclova Township down to that area. You're not going to find any building any closer. We don't have any Rite Aids to buy. We don't have any commercial buildings to buy. It's the closest thing that is here, close enough to the administration and to the fire department. So there was talk about making it into a post office. That option could be had, but at this point it is not feasible. So I would like to move ahead instead of leaving that building sit empty for another 2 years.
Well, I think it's a really good time to do it, Trudy, because we have, it's right up there. The process with the fire station remodel is continuing, right? We have somebody, if not under contract, will be under contract, and they can look at this space and that space and see if there is some synergy, some possibility. When we purchase a building, and you and I have been very much for the purchase of this building, I did it with the hopes it would become a meeting room. It's a church that fire chief will have to tell me if it is bigger capacity when he gets down there, but it's bigger capacity than this. This holds 70, 90 people. What does this hold? Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Do not look.
You're correct.
90. Do not look. And we can't change that. This is our meeting room. If there were 200 people waiting out there, we can't change that. So
we can use it as a town hall and administration offices,
right,
and things like this.
I think now is the time to ask that we explore with this new company.
Yeah, and Gavin and Harold are on the committee looking at the renovations for this building. Gavin, what is your committee research, and what was the...
When the committee came together, it was talked about potentially, you know, does this space need to be used? And they are sleeping and things, but the renovation will remedy, you know, the issues you pointed out. And to make this more of a multi-purpose room that they could use it as their training room and staff room and stuff like that. There wasn't anyone on the committee that thought the rest of these office spaces would be, you know, useful in there. I mean, it was on the table to say use the whole building, and that wasn't the option that the committee came up with.
Well, I can't see spending I'm saying in today's building world, putting a couple hundred thousand dollars into this building, now that we have the option, because everybody wanted to make a post office down there, which is a dying business, the post office. I don't know about you, but I do all my Christmas cards online and send them to all my friends that way instead of, and postage just going up again in 2 weeks. I'm just saying, my Clover Township is continually growing. We need more personnel to help because there's only three people, really, that are full-time in here. 1, 2, 3. And I'm not telling the fire department because I'm cheering for you guys. But they need more personnel to help with what the work is going on in the township and how fast the township is growing. So I would like to see the annexation building looked into.
Annex
building, not annexation. Ooh, that's a bad word. Annex building to go ahead and see if it could utilize the administration part of Monclova Township.
Would it be that hard to add that footprint to what this contractor is looking at doing?
I wouldn't think so. If it's not that contractor, you could always find another contractor to take a look at the space down in that building also. But I agree. But again, you're going to be spending money. Anytime you're building something, you might as well anticipate remodeling costs a lot of money. And it's about as... Gavin, you have any ballpark idea how much the contractor's looking at to remodel just for the fire department?
No, we're not to that point yet.
Okay, so since you're not at that point, you're a business person. Do you have an idea?
No.
No idea?
I'm not going to guess on what that remodel is going to be because we haven't looked at all the support, the walls. Like, the process is ongoing. If the architect and the committee feels like there's room down here that can help the fire department, it would be important.
I understand that, but I'm just going to be right up front. May of 2023, I was a trustee. I wrote right on the outside of the folder, May 2023, I will give 1 year for the remodel department, for the fire department, so they're not sleeping on cots. And now it is
May 2026.
December
yeah.
2025. and nothing still has been done to help our fire department with the remodel, with sleeping quarters and everything else. So I'm just saying, at this point, I would like to have the support to look into the annex building, as an administration office. You could have found a better place to go ahead and place with my club of community.
And you completely have my support on that issue.
Okay, thank
so
you.
I just need staff to nod and say, yes, we'll get JDRM or whoever is looking at this to look at both spaces.
We can certainly have a conversation and see where that goes.
Right.
Anyway, so
I will take a little issue with what you said, though, that
okay.
nothing's happened.
I
because
know.
This summer we put a committee together. That's when it formally started. So you can say your date, but then if you say nothing has happened, I would argue we did a lot of things. In the last 5 months, things have happened.
Well, I'm going to say, though, Harold brought a proposal to this board. Correct, Harold? It was like, what, $50,000, $60,000. He brought in a contractor to lay out something very soon after that was discussed, and it got turned down by this board because they thought it was too much money.
Yeah.
Right, Harold? It was like $56,000, and you brought it to
it. It was a fire company trying to update the fire hall area.
Right.
And it was a small part of, and that was just the plan. Here's just a plan. Yeah, it was too much money. But we're moving forward. We have been moving.
So we're going to, once we select a design consultant, we'll ask them to look at both spaces.
We can ask them to consider that space. I assume that we can have them do that space through the, we already did the qualifications that wasn't included in it. I'll check with legal to make sure that I don't have to go through another process to have them look at it because it's part of the public bid process.
Okay.
This was the only thing in the scope. So I got to make sure of that before that happens.
All right. Thank you. Any other old business? I guess that should be on old business, not new business. But yeah. All right. I know it's not the second meeting of the month, Chief, but you had a couple of action items that you needed us to take care of.
Yes. So we had a couple of resignations from some of our part-time employees. Two firefighter paramedic Paul Fournier and paramedic Amanda Hughes. Both of them have been struggling a little bit to meet our requirements over the last bit of time. And they just kind of sat down, talked with them, saw what we could do with them as far as work anything out to improve it. And they came to the conclusion that just at this point that they would not be able to make changes to meet the requirements. So they submitted letters of resignation.
All right, I move to accept the resignations of Paul Fournier, effective October 21st, 2025, and the resignation of Amanda Hughes, effective November 17th, 2025, for the resignation letter submitted by both.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Thank you. Second action item is just a list of our equipment that we needed to have declared obsolete so that we could post it on GovDeals for resale. And or the electronics, the computers, if we're unable to sell them, we will just do electronic recycling with them.
I move to approve the declaration of the submitted list of township inventory items as obsolete. Somebody's going to take
to be removed from inventory and authorize the fire chief to post for sale on GovDeals or dispose of through electronic recycling.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Sorry.
And just in case any of you may be interested, so GovDeals is a government website, kind of like eBay, so that all government entities, when they have outdated equipment, you can buy everything from police revolvers to we had a fire truck on there last year, Anthony Wayne Schools, and always had desks and different things on there. So if you're any obsolete government entity, there's some bargains out there at good times if you want to go out there shopping. So.
Thank you.
We got some old radios.
Radios, computer equipment, some EMS equipment.
Right.
They're
lining up for that.
Harold, you have, let's get into your report then.
Yes, I've got a few items for this evening. The county engineer is asking us to approve and sign a joint cooperation agreement that provides for the township to invoice the Lucas County Stormwater Utility for drainage improvement projects. So when we do our leaf collection, when we do our catch basin cleanouts or repair, ditch bank stabilizations, anything like that, log jam removal that we do, we can keep track of our time and cost, and we can bill the stormwater utility for that work. And we're eligible for an allocation of $110,000 for each year of the agreement. And this agreement would be for 2026 and 2027.
So what Harold's referring to as the stormwater utility, when you get your real estate tax bill in January from the Lucas County Auditor's Office, there is every entity is assessed an assessment based on their hard surface, including governments, churches, nonprofits are not exempt from this. So this money comes back to the local jurisdiction, so we're able to re-invoice the county to get that back for improvement projects, as Harold just described, for ditch widening, long jam removals, storm drain cleanouts, and et cetera. So if any of you have properties abutting Swan Creek or any of the various ditches, and there is a log jam or cleft, we can, you know, reach out to Harold, send him an email, and we can get the county to clean those up at no cost to the property owner, because you're already paying for that through the stormwater assessment on your taxes. So I'll move to approve resolution 1201-2025-01, agreeing to the provisions of a joint cooperation agreement between Monclova Township and Lucas County for the 2026 and 2027 drainage improvements.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Here is the document that needs to be signed. Next item, I'm requesting permission to request help from the Lucas County engineer to for work on our application for our 2028 resurfacing project.
Move to approve resolution 1201-2025-02, authorizing the administrator to request engineering assistance from the Office of the Lucas County Engineer in preparing a OPWC application for the township's 2028 resurfacing project, including Black Road and Ram Road.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
And the next item, requesting permission to ask the county engineer for assistance in our 2026 crack seal project for this, for its next year. We've prepared a list of streets that we need to have crack sealed this year or next year, and we'd like to apply to the county so we can do a joint project with them.
Move to approve resolution 1201-2025-03, authorizing the administrator to request engineering assistance from the Office of the Lucas County Engineer to prepare plans, specifications, and bid documents for the 2026 crack sealing program.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes, sorry. I was on the next motion.
And the last one is our pavement striping program. Like to work with the county again on that project as well. So. Yeah.
Move to approve resolution 1201-2025-04, authorizing the administrator to request engineering assistance from the Office of the Lucas County Engineer for the 2026 pavement striping program.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
I see that connectivity, which is top of the priority list, and TMACOG's just been difficult. Is there another route we should be taking on putting a plan together?
I can look at other options.
It would be like an SSOE or a collaborative or...
Certainly. I can reach out.
All right.
We just need a couple of connections. Right? I don't need the whole township. I'd love a whole township plan, but I need a couple of connections right now.
Yes.
That concludes our agenda as it speaks. Is the where is the sign up sheet for the question or comments?
Thank you.
And just when I call your name, if you say if you have a question, if you could please just come up to the podium, please. So is Judy? Is it Imhoff? Am I pronouncing that? Imhoff? On starboard, over in Waterside. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just for the record again, we're just naming the address.
5120 Starboard Drive.
Assistant Chief left already.
I would like to, I don't know that I can propose something or not, but I would like Monclova Township to impose a moratorium for at least a year on this data center while we collect information that is factual and appropriate so that everyone knows what's going on. It seems like it's a rush deal, and it may not be for some people. They may have known all along what was going on, but for myself and a lot of other people that I know, it seems like there's a lot more we don't know than that we do know. And I would request a moratorium be placed by Monclova Township on that project.
Thank you.
And I apologize in advance. Colleen, is it Nader?
Here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Judy's going to report too.
Thank you for the time today. I wrote some questions out, and they're pretty straightforward. To the board's knowledge, is it true that the acreage on Black Road that sits in Monclova Township has been sold to parties interested in establishing a data center?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. So no application yet for a data center in Monclova Township?
Eric?
No.
No. Great.
How will we let people know an application has been made since everyone's so interested in this?
Thank you.
It would be put on our website. There would be signage we put on the property. For
okay. The way we
use.
Normally do it.
The way we normally do it. It would be notice in the paper.
Okay. So. The way we normally do it.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you.
The red and white signs are metal signs. Zoning.
Can I have a paper Toledo blade? Toledo Blade is
that what
you're referencing in the paper?
The Toledo Blade is the only blade the only paper we have.
Toledo
now,
Blade
right?
is the only paper we have at the moment. Yeah.
So I don't know.
And
that
just one other thing along with this, I have not been asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Have you, Trustee Lang or Trustee Vickery? So I know
that's good to know too. So what you've heard about data centers and the question coming to you from other areas, could you give us the top three benefits that you've heard of? I mean, I know everyone knows it's taxes that could be come to the township, I guess, but what are the top three benefits that might override our citizen concerns about water, electricity, environmental, noise, etc.? What are they saying are the benefits of these things to a township like Winclova.
You know, it is such my inclination to just have this conversation right now, and I would love to answer that so we can talk after this, but thank you for your comment. No, we're not doing that.
We can't discuss. I mean, how can you discuss? We don't have a project in front of us. Size and scope.
So no one's talked to you all about what the benefits are to a township like ours to have
I could easily say we're not going to be annexed if we allow it. It won't be our township in 2.5 minutes when we say no. So there's my main benefit. It stays Monclova Township. This process meaning you coming up and asking us questions we're not prepared to answer in a room that then boos or jeers or put signs in people's yards isn't appropriate. So we're not going to answer your questions. Please send your questions. We can prepare for them and not have... disorder.
How can we comment on a project we haven't even seen? May or may not come before us. Size and scope is just, there's too many variables.
Can I just respond to that? I don't mean to put anybody in a bad position here. We are a group of citizens that are interested in what is being said to our township, if anything. So if you wanted to say we've heard nothing, we've heard no benefits to the township, possible benefits, that would be enough. But if there are, we'd like to know what they are. What are the people interested in placing a data center in part of Monclova Township? What are they saying it brings to us?
I can only say, Oregon. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the size and scope of Oregon's project.
Rather talk offline. You haven't heard anything.
No.
Okay. So, not knowing about the township processes, I admit it. I'm up. Okay. Thank you.
Right, we're happy to take your questions. When the meeting adjourns, please come back up.
Okay.
Rick Weir or Wire?
No questions. You're not going to answer them anyway, so.
Please come up after the meeting.
All right.
What good is that going to do?
John Fielding.
Anyway. Yes, it's been my
turn. Judy's neighbor.
I'm John Fielding. I live at 5144 Starboard Avenue, Waterside Development. I have two questions. One, I know we have 2 minutes, but one is the yellow area is Maumee, red areas as well, and the blue is Monclova. So if the 5 of you did not want this to happen, can you make it not happen? This monstrosity that's going to go in.
Well,
don't sigh.
Sorry, no. Sorry. Yes.
It's my opinion that it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't sigh.
You know, the property owners have rights as well. Okay.
Sure.
So if they don't like what our Board of Zoning Appeals. Whatever, if an application comes in and they go through the process and the Board of Zoning Appeals would approve a data center for this site, and they don't like it, they have 2 options. They can sue us or they can appeal to the City of Maumee for annexation, hoping they'll get a different opinion from a different government.
Annex the yellow property?
The blue property.
So the development needs the blue property as well?
I don't know. We haven't seen it.
Okay.
If we say no.
I mean, if you read online, they're going to flatten them all, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of speculation of.
So it would be the 3 of us that had to make this decision, and if we said no, it would become Maumee. I said that earlier. We've said it at the 3 meetings prior to this. We said it at Waterside at Hot Topics. So that was my sigh, right? We have an article going out in our monitor that you're going to hear about it again.
Well, I go back to my question about the yellow area, because that seems to be what they want, data center.
We can't do anything about
the
yellow.
You can't stop that.
That's the City of Maumee.
Correct. So if
Somebody mentioned moratorium. It would need to be a Lucas County moratorium, not a Monclova Township moratorium.
Okay, the other.
Sorry.
So just to be clear, this right here was Monclova Township. They came to us for a certain density of zoning. We did not give them the density of zoning that they wanted. So they took a petition to Maumee, went into Maumee, and got the density of zoning that they wanted.
Can you tell us what are the surrounding roads so we know what you're talking about?
Black.
This is the bike trail right here. This is Black Road. This is Otterbein.
Okay.
So that used to be Monclova Township. When the board gave them a form of residential zoning, they didn't like the density. They wanted more dense. They wanted more houses in there. And so they petitioned the city of Maumee to annex in. There's seven criteria. If they meet them, you can't stop them. Nothing we can do. They signed it. They got the zoning they wanted there. So the Monclova Township tried to say, this is how we want Monclova to look. And when they didn't like the answer, they went to the city of Maumee and said, this is what we're going to do. So this area right here is the rumor that could be a data center. Right here. Nothing has, they haven't been chosen. Nothing like that has been chosen, despite everything out there. When that rumor was around, we said, what is the best way to protect Monclova Township and to bring it to the Board of Zoning Appeals? Because you have more, they can put more restrictions in the Board of Zoning Appeals on setbacks, building heights, lighting, all of that sort of stuff. So that was the plan, to let it go to the Board of Zoning Appeals if it comes there. Because we've learned here and in other places that if you don't give the landowners what they want, they will just go to Maumee and you have zero say then. Zero of what will happen. So it's, I mean, these things out there that the trustees or myself are pro-data center, we're pro-Monclova Township. That's and how do you protect Monclova Township the best way? Regardless if we think it pollutes any of that sort of stuff. You tell these guys, we don't want it here. It is my opinion that they will just take a petition to the city of Maumee and annex into the city of Maumee. So then, you're right, we won't have a data center in Monclova Township. Yeah. We'll have a data center in the city of Maumee that we can have no say over. And people say, oh, you're doing it for the tax dollars. Well, if it's going to go there, I would hope we would get some tax dollars. But if we put too many restrictions on them, it will go there, and all the tax dollars will go to the city of Maumee. Then our school district won't be represented because Maumee doesn't care about Anthony Wayne schools.
Right.
So it will be a detriment to it. So all the stuff out there that the trustees are pro-data center, all that, they're pro-Monclova Township, but it's in, we've said it at multiple meetings. I was at the Waterville meeting, or the Waterside meeting, I said that, and the first question said, I understand what you're saying, but, and it's just the reality. It doesn't mean, I mean, I live on Black Road. Like, I mean, it's like.
Point to where you live.
Right down there.
That way, right
there.
In your yard.
But yeah, right in this area right here. That house with that pond. So
Chuck's mother lives at Waterside. We understand what you're saying.
But I just want to make sure people hear what I'm saying so they understand it. And it's not like you like it, but sometimes that's just the reality of what the situation is.
And we talked a little bit informally in our working session, you know, about the Andersons. That has traditional commercial zoning. So with that, how high is the building, Eric? I mean, there's things.
It's like 35 feet-ish.
You know,
yeah.
All of that, the lighting, the parking, the building height, the emergency access lights, that is probably the most common complaint we get about from folks on Manly Road. That's all spelled out in our commercial zoning code. The fluorescent and green light that marks the emergency exit. So some of those things are spelled out. And Gavin, you said you looked at areas and there was really no impact to the property values. And that was when we had those public hearings, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, whenever that was.
We had the same room about the Andersons coming to town or building in our Monclova Township. So,
yeah,
his buzzer rang, but we started talking.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to let you talk and not answer your question.
Did we answer?
Address your concerns, John.
I think you hit on it a little bit. You know, the first one, yes. I don't know if it was addressed, but yes. The second, you brought clarification to it. Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
The second part would be, you hit on a little bit there, is one of the big concerns other than the environmental and all the many other impacts is the value of our homes. We all paid a premium to live where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And now some of the information, granted, I don't know all the information, there's very little of it, but it seems like if a factory is built next to your home, your value is going down. And some of the reports that I've read, I can't claim that I know everything about it, but our value is going to go down. So who addresses the value going down? Is it Lucas County or is it Monclova? Or?
Well, you know, the county auditor assesses all the tax valuations.
Yes.
So if there's a question of a decrease in property value, you know, I'm a firm believer in capitalists. The market will dictate. You know, from what I've heard from local realtors right now, you know, this is a popular area.
Absolutely.
Anthony Wayne Schools. So is a data center, you know, in Waterside, for example, is that going to decrease the property value? If that's a trend, then you have the opportunity to go to the Board of Appeals through the county auditor's office and appeal your property. Say, hey, you're assessing me for $350, but they're selling for $275 or $300. You can gather that information and appeal to the county.
Other communities haven't experienced that. New Albany is one of the wealthiest suburbs in the state of Ohio. They haven't experienced that. I was at the Anthony Wayne event, high school event, and there was a person on that board who said he is experiencing it, right? He lives in Haskins and has a $1 million home, and he's experiencing a loss in property value. But if this is built, we don't know what we're talking about. Is it a factory? Is it the monstrosity? You might have used that word. We haven't seen anything.
Bowling Green.
Yeah, but that might not be this. I don't know yet.
Same size.
I didn't agree to anything.
All right.
Very much.
Susan Mann, Starboard Drive. Thank you, Susan.
Yes.
Welcome.
Susan Mann, 5060 Starboard Drive. So, I guess two questions. Back to the idea of the moratorium. Is that something that could be enacted? Yes or no?
That is something we've done in the past on other, for example, we did it with marijuana-related businesses for a period of time, and the state, since it's changed the law, saying we have the opportunity now to prohibit them in your jurisdiction if you want. But, for example, sexual-orientated businesses, we cannot, by law, prohibit them. We can manage those through zoning. You know, in my opinion, again, if we were to issue a moratorium, we're telling the property owner, we don't want to work with you, maybe mommy will. We're sending a very unfriendly message to the property owner. That's my opinion. That may not be the case. I don't know. We don't even have a plan in front of us. You know?
Besides this site, there's a site in Waterville Township and a site in Waterville, right? So those are okay with you? Those sites can happen, just not this site?
Well,
no,
I wouldn't say that.
No,
well,
they are.
Okay. You had another question.
Yeah.
You had another question, Susan.
So, where did the rumor start of this about this data center? Where did that come
from? I think where the rumor started is the portion between the railroad tracks going west in Maumee was under contract from Isaac Land Development, the property owner, to Buckeye Specialty Homes, a home builder. The city of Maumee had approved that for 100 and some villas and 100 and some houses. At closing, Isaac Land Development did not show up for closing. So they're thinking that they had a better offer than from Buckeye Specialty Homes. That's currently litigation. I don't know what the status of that is. So that led to this speculation, along with the site being identified by various folks because the gas lines, that it would be an optimal site for potentially a data center.
So gas lines are good there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Judy Booker. We got the whole neighborhood from Starboard here today.
Booker.
You guys carpool? Thank you, Judy.
Name and address. Is it, if I've understood you correctly, you have not had an application for this data center, correct?
Correct, correct.
You have not seen any application.
Correct.
So therefore, you cannot, we cannot ask that you propose a moratorium on this data center for at least a year because you have no application for it?
No, we do have the opportunity, should this board choose, to do a moratorium for up to a year. We cannot prohibit a legal business.
So you could say that you would like to propose a moratorium on this for at least a year, even without the application.
I don't know what the time frame is legally, but we cannot.
So would you be willing to do that?
Well, and that's what I was explaining earlier. If this board was to do that, in my opinion, that sends a message to the property owner that we don't want to work with you, and he's going
to
say, "Well,
and, our benefit."
Well,
he would annex into Maumee.
He would say, "Well, if you won't work with me, I'll find somebody
so
who
then
will."
He should go to Maumee.
If moratorium is serious, it would need to be countywide because you're going to get it then in Richfield or Waterville. I don't even know all the sites that were there. Are six sites. I only know about this one. There are six sites, so if Maumee would somehow put a moratorium on, and we put a moratorium on, it would go to the other, or if there are more than one data center company looking at this, they would go to the other sites, or they would find new sites.
It's very hard. With the moratorium, in my opinion, we're forcing the property owner's hand.
But you have educated yourselves on the effects of a data center in our community.
Yeah,
what it will do to the wildlife, to the people's health, to the residential sector.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
On the blue portion, so, it, you know, the argument about why... I've seen the plan for 300 houses in the blue portion.
So, no wildlife.
So the wildlife, the family farm, that argument is moot. I've seen the plan. Blue portion, I've seen the property owner's plan for 300 houses.
Okay.
So,
with commercial. With commercial.
Yeah, with a small strip of commercial, abutting number 10 on the fallen timbers. So, the wildlife argument, the family farm, I mean, this investment group has owned this property for over 20 years. So at some point, it will be developed. They lease it out for farmland just basically to pay the taxes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Justin. Welcome back.
Justin Zemanski, 7506 Peppergrass Crossing. So I just want to make sure that I'm straight and understand everything correctly. October 21st, the first meeting I attended, we said the text amendment was going to protect Monclova. And Trustee Herschel, you said to whatever news outlet was here, I think it was Channel 11, and I have a video clip to my phone, but basically said that we did it to protect, but it also opened up the opportunity with the rezoning for the data center, correct?
Well, not rezoning, okay. The property is zoned agricultural currently. So a greenhouse operation, a cattle farm, a pig farm, anything that could go in there tomorrow and us do nothing. I mean, you could put hydroponic greenhouses like out in Dell that could go there tomorrow and it would be an approved use. So agriculture is an approved use. The text amendment allows data centers, because we did not have a definition for data centers in our zoning code. It's a relatively new technology or whatever use or land use. So we put a text amendment in there with conditional approval through the Board of Zoning Appeals, which I talked about earlier. Some of the things like building height, setback, lighting, parking, all of that can be addressed versus the, lack of a better word, cookie cutter language that is in our commercial zoning. So that, what's the building height of Anderson's?
About 35 feet.
35 feet. If the Board of Zoning Appeals says no higher than 30 feet, well, that's the standard, not 35 feet as in our commercial zone. So that's what the text amendment, if an application would come in, gives the township a little more teeth and control over size, scope of a project versus the commercial zoning.
But you're right. We settled that on the 21st. It's on our website. His statement about how we went through the process is all there.
Hey, is it reasonable to say that it might be a little bit speculative for Monclova to have a moratorium and then Maumee annexes the land and all of a sudden there's green flags and here comes the bulldozers and bam, it's coming?
That's how we feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, Maumee could say, for example, let's say our Board of Zoning Appeals says setback of 150 feet from the road and we want mounting like a number 10 at Fallen Timbers. And Maumee says, well, we don't care about mounting. We don't care about setback. You can build 25 feet from the road and there's no mounting, no landscaping. We don't care because there's only 8 residents in Anthony Wayne.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. My daughter's just called me 3 times. I'm sorry.
No, and that's
no,
not,
no,
not,
no. Like, oh, no. Okay. All
right. Thank you, Justin.
I cannot.
Suzanne Peets.
I have. So I did not get 2 minutes. Okay.
That's because we're not supposed to be talking.
Well, ask questions.
So yeah. So my next question. I just don't think all these knowledgeable, informed people in Monclova who are so concerned about this, and rightfully so, I'd be really surprised if Maumee was not aware of what's going on here.
Could you speak up?
I really find it hard to believe that Maumee would just roll out the red carpet to these people. I think it's very speculative to assume that. Number two, I was told on the 21st that it was out of your hands. It was up to the BZA.
Yeah. It is up to the BZA.
On November 18th, again, it would get annexed by the city of Maumee. And it just seems like your guys' explanations are kind of doing this.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to swallow when besides the choice of having children, where to live is a pretty big one. And it just seems like we moved to Monclova for what Monclova currently is, in this data center, would completely disrupt what us and thousands of others have moved here to do. And if you guys can do anything to be public servants in the best interest of these people, I really hope and pray that you do that.
And
because I don't care what the economic windfall would be, I think Monclova is doing okay. And granted, I would love to have a lower tax bill by $1,000, but I also don't have to worry about my children and maybe grandchildren one day are hearing my home vibrate or hearing a humming noise, which has been part of public record in many other cities across Ohio and throughout the nation. I think one of the ladies here has said many, many times that, you're not going to stop data centers. There's just too much money to make. But if we cannot impact Monclova as much as this would and maybe put it somewhere out that's less impactful, that would be a win-win.
Okay. And thank you. Suzanne Peets.
Yes. Suzanne Peets, 7206 in Long Water. And you're really getting hit by water side. I support the moratorium so that we can all pause and understand not just the Board of Zoning controls, but all the the bigger issues, like the environmental issues, the utility demands that might come of something like this, the health issues, the obsolescence issues that might be a big part of a data center.
Absolutely.
I understand your concern with Mommy, and I understand the historical relationship with Mommy. Maybe now is the time, at least they're turning over, to get more involved with Mommy, because a lot of the residents here that are Monclova residents, that are Monclova voters, are going to be significantly impacted by what Mommy does. They're right along our border. So maybe now is the time to re-engage with Mommy, find out where they're at, educate them on how it's going to impact us, and see what can be done. I understand you guys are up against a brick wall, but we are the people that trust in you, so maybe we need to
Thank you. And I just, for full disclosure, I did have a brief conversation today with the new mayor of Maumee today, Mrs. Ziss.
Yeah.
We're going to get together. I've got to send her some dates to get together and just, I mean, I know one person now on Maumee Council, Gabe Barrow. There's four new ones, five new ones, one to be appointed, and they new mayor and a new administrator. So yes, we're basically starting, and I think a lot of them are from scratch. So I think, you know, I'd rather work with somebody. So we are trying to do what's best for our residents.
I understand.
As they have to do for their residents. So hopefully we don't end up at war. But we don't want that. But thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Connie Curtis. Mike Reeves.
Thank you for this opportunity. Connie Curtis, 4914 Lake Breeze Lane, right along the border.
Right there.
Right exactly along the border of this great big monstrosity.
That's what I'll say from now on.
Yeah, thank you, because I think that's spot on. My question is, how could you guys, at your March meeting, you all approved this. The trustees approved this.
We did not approve this. We approved zoning language change.
Text amendment, yeah.
Okay, but zoning change allowed them to come in and do this.
No.
Then why did you approve zoning
That's
change?
That's not what happened.
Why did you approve
it? We did not, at that time, we did not have a definition for a data center in our zoning code.
But why did you all approve it?
There was not a zoning application for a zoning change put in. Like, there is no zoning change. It's still zoned agricultural.
Okay.
It is not zoned for it. What happened was, planning for the future, if an application came in, instead of it going to regular commercial zoning, that it spelled out exactly what they get to do, they said, if a data center actually applied to come in here, we want it to go to the BZA, so we have more authority on what we can make it do than just the general zoning. So there is no zoning change. It wasn't a zoning change that said, now you can come here. That's what's on Maumee's side. They can go to Maumee right now, buy the property, and go in, and they have to do nothing. We tried to say, let's have the Board of Zoning Appeals be able to work with them the best that we can.
But again, why did you approve moving forward with this if you didn't know what we were moving forward with?
Because there were a lot of rumors out there that one may come. So the best way to prepare for the future, to preserve what Monclova Township is to say, what's the best tool that we have?
And we've done it with other similar topics, windmills, solar farms, all
right,
those things. We add language to our zoning resolution frequently to keep it up to date and protect the township.
Okay. I mean, you're taking water site and just dumping it over. It will never be. Our home values, I've talked to realtors.
So
if we have one put in right across the street from us,
so
our property values go like this. How can you guys do that?
The property directly south of Waterside is Maumee.
Gavin spent some time.
So Crystal Ridge subdivision, they had concerns. There was no zoning change. That new manufacturer that went in right there, I forget the name of it.
Roll Alex.
That was zoned commercial way before a house was built there.
Yeah.
It went in right there, and they thought our home values were going to go up. Their home values went up in 2025 4%.
they thought their home values would go down with that right behind them.
Yes, I am Jeanette Gammon. I live at 5066 Lake Grace Lane. And I just have a couple of things that may be a little different. I want to talk about home rule. I know that was placed on a ballot. I did vote for it, by the way.
Thank you.
However, it was defeated. My question is, should home rule, could it be put back on the ballot in May? And should home rule be passed, which I think it might have a good chance now in lieu of all these things going on, would you have more power on that land that's blue to stop an annexation from Maumee if you have home rule? Gavin's shaking his head no.
Yeah, I
don't know about more power to change or stop. The idea at that time last year, 2 years ago when we put home rule on the ballot, there is a move in Columbus and statewide to centralize zoning at the county and state level.
Right. Which so, would be worse.
So we don't want people, we don't want the county commissioners and those folks making further zoning decisions for Mount Clova Township.
Right.
So the exclusion was that was home rule township, which you automatically are if it's 15,000 people or greater. Well, at the last census, we were like at 14.7. We were just a couple hundred short. So that's why we put it on the ballot. So we would be exempt. Unfortunately, that was defeated. The next time it will automatically happen, but we can put that on the ballot for May. But as far as home rule, that's something we'd have to research with our law director.
Would you please do that?
Yeah, we can see how home rule could help, but it's really about annexation in this case. We always come when we talk about running into a brick wall. It's about this threat. Justin, I think, said it's Justin, right? It's a made-up threat, but it's not a made-up threat. You can see the red. It's not made up. And this new team, you're actually right, this new team in Maumee might be more open to being compatible, but...
We're starting from scratch as they are. We have relationships. Like I said, I worked with a number of their previous councilmen. One was Trudy's brother-in-law. Who will no longer be there in January. So we, all these relationships, we're starting from scratch.
Sure,
so.
I understand. I just wondered if there was a benefit to it, to do it.
Well, that's a question of our law director.
So that's what you'll check into.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I do have one other thing real quick. And I'm sorry that I'm ignorant on this. I haven't checked up on it, but how are the zoning board, the BZA members chosen?
There's an application process that are reviewed by the and the Board of Trustees.
Mm-hmm.
We look at their experience. First of all, they got to be registered voters in the township.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people apply for various buildings, like, you're not even registered to vote.
But that is strictly just for Mount Clova Township, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And they're 5-year terms, and at one of the very first meetings you all started to attend, it's on our website. You can make a application to become a member of any of the boards we have. We're talking about
We look for professional. We look for tenure in the township, how long they've lived here, professional experience.
I was just curious. I didn't know. Last question. Red area, why is that red versus yellow?
It was just annexed in the last five years.
Because it's recently been annexed. Okay.
It was at one point Mount Clova, it's now long.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And the courts agreed it could not be that we couldn't stop it. It wasn't just us saying, oh, go ahead, annex us. So it's been tried and we lost.
Jeanette was the last person on the sign up sheet. If other of you have questions, I will be around to if you want to talk to me after the meeting.
I have a question. I don't think anybody wants to talk to me.
I just have a statement.
One exception.
I'm on the list.
Oh, you are?
But you didn't call me Marcia Guinan.
I'm at 6963 Shoreview.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was.
I'm sorry.
It was the chairman's fault, Marcia. Oh, no.
Billy is charged. I have my apologies.
You can come. I don't have a lot of questions.
She got a Christmas sweater on. So. I'm sorry, Marcia.
Questions really don't look hard. I know it's a good business I have. So I really don't have any questions for you guys. But I do have a question for you folks. How many of you have been to 582 to see the construction going up there? Fantastic. I'm inviting every single one of you. This is homework. Get your car tomorrow. It's not snowing. Go down 25 to 582. Take a left. And you will see an $800 million building going up. Facility on 615 square feet, 280 acre site. It will be operational in 2027. It's humongous. Not only that, but if you look in the front, when I went past it today on my way from Columbus, I thought it was a used car lot. There were so many cars there. And they had gray buildings. Couldn't figure out what they were. And my son figured they're probably temporary housing for all the workers that they have there. Because they're not workers from this area. They're coming in from all over the country. So when people say they're bringing in jobs, it's a lie. They're not bringing in jobs. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I apologize again.
Wait, did you sign it?
I did not because I didn't know if I could speak. If I'm from Waterville, I have property in Waterville and property in Waterville Township.
Well, why don't you come up to and ask us if you've got a question after the meeting? Okay?
It was for everybody here that I hope they support us as much as we're trying to support all of you. I know a comment had been made. We'll push it out farther. Push it out farther. I feel just like all of you do.
Right, that's what I said.
It's, yeah.
There's more than this site.
Right, and that's, so, please. Thank
all right,
you.
Like I said, if they have questions, I'd be happy to answer questions if I can or take notes. But with that, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Bickering.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
I apologize for my tone.
Thank you all for coming tonight.
Yeah, my tone is bad.
Good to see you.